We've looked at this pretty closely, you know, for women, because women have a higher rate of ACL rupture in basketball and soccer. And, you know, we found that in women, actually, it's stabilized. And I think in basketball, I think what you're just seeing is a coincidence that these guys have torn their ACLs. I mean, really, the playing surface hasn't changed. The sneakers haven't changed. Rules haven't changed. I think it's, you know, we're looking at it as a coincidence. But certainly, if it gets much worse, we might have to look at things like playing surface.
It's taken Derrick Rose a little bit longer than a guy like Amon Shumpert here for the Knicks. But Danny Ainge was quoted yesterday as saying that he expects Rajon Rondo to be back from his torn ACL around training camp, which would be about 6 months. What's the average timeline here for guys after they do tear the ACL?
Well, you know, listen, we tell them from 9 to 12 months. And I think if you look at football, it's somebody else. Again, Peterson is the exception. They're not all like Adrian Peterson, thank you. You know, they're not all like him, and most of them aren't. It usually takes them close to a year. And, you know, especially if they rely on quickness and lateral speed like a point guard does. I mean, you know, you have and not all ACL injuries are the same. You know, some people will tear their ACL but won't have any cartilage damage. Some people will tear their ACL and other structures that can predispose them to a lengthy recovery. And, you know, not every surgery goes the same. I mean, so there's a little bit of a wild card with these surgeries, but I think 6 months is a little optimistic, especially for a basketball player.
So when you have different players who play different styles, for instance, you know, Rose plays, you know, such a violent game in a sense when your body is concerned about, you know, how he torques it, how he lands, you know, the speed and, you know, his athletic ability as far as height that he gets up in the air that he has to come down and land on. When you have a guy like that doing his rehab, wouldn't you think that he would actually take longer because of the way he plays?
Yeah, he plays with this reckless abandon that relies on his, you know, vertical leaping ability and side-to-side motion, whereas a power forward or center, you know, relies a little less on that. And, you know, and let me tell you, these guys, as you know, Coach, I mean, for every guy that has the athletic ability to make it in the pros, you know, I think a third of them get unlucky and don't make it, and a third of them just don't have the mental toughness to come back from an injury or come back from a bad experience. And so these guys are tough. I mean, they have everything going for them. They're tough. They're mentally tough. They're focused. They have great surgeons. I mean, Dr. Cole, Derrick Rose's surgeon, is a great guy and a well-respected surgeon. So they got everything on their favor. But still, some of them take closer to a year to come back. It also makes a difference how old you are when it happens. When you're 21 or 22, you come back a lot faster than